Good day. I am Mervyn Sirota, the DHA MEC for Human Settlements in Gauteng. The residents and businesses are in distress as government fails to act on unlawful Pikoko land occupations. Families and businesses in the Ramsok area, suburb Makgali City, are increasingly distressed by the ongoing illegal occupation of privately owned land by some residents of the Pikoko informal settlement Makgali City, and the Gauteng provincial government has failed to intervene and put a stop to the extended situation. The Democratic Alliance strongly opposes this disregard for the rule of law and property rights and calls for the urgent intervention from both the Johannesburg and Makgali administrations. The Pikoko informal settlement is located on property owned by the City of Johannesburg. However, this property falls under the jurisdiction of Makgali City. The DA will write to the Gauteng Department of Human Settlements, Makgali City and the City of Johannesburg to ascertain why they have failed to halt the occupation of privately owned land by the residents of the Pikoko informal settlements, and despite numerous complaints from residents. The concerning situation in Ramsok was revealed due to the DA's recent second oversight inspection. We have called for a resolution in this matter for years without any significant intervention from relevant authorities. A walkabout at the Jim and Jerry's driving range that borders the informal settlement revealed that the Pikoko informal settlement has expanded dramatically since our first visit earlier this year, with residents now erecting structures on land belonging to the driving range and some nearby properties. The impact of the unlawful occupation is severe. The owner of the golf estate said his business is losing clients who no longer feel comfortable using the driving range because of some of Pikoko residents openly smoke drugs on the property. He further noted that despite repeated efforts by the private security to dismantle the illegal structure built on the property, residents returned to rebuild it. Another property owner raised concerns that the lawless expansion of the informal settlement on a swamp area is largely affecting the environment, driving down property values, leaving property owners to bear the financial consequences of government inaction. The lack of intervention from Makgali City and the Gauteng Department of Human Settlements depleted calls by the DA is deeply concerning. It shows a blatant disregard for property owners' rights and highlights the ineffectiveness of current measures to address unlawful land occupation in Gauteng. The DA is committed to defend property rights and uphold the rule of law. A DA-led Gauteng provincial government protect property owners from unlawful occupation while addressing the challenges of informal settlements through lawful and sustained solutions. Thank you.